We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But our first story has nothing to do with COVID-19 and actually comes to us out of Colorado Springs.
And what a thing this is. I honestly don't remember learning how to swim. And that's kind of the crux of the matter with this story out of Colorado Springs. There's a woman by the name of Krista Meyer who posted a video on TikTok. And I've seen this done before. It's been a long time since it became a thing. And I think that's, it's one of these stories that crops up every 20 years because we forgot the last time. And, and so she posted this story of her teaching her young son to swim. And by young, I mean a couple of months old, which really, really young. But, I mean, kids have a natural ability to at least be able to float. There's some kind of reflex, and there's a name for it, and I can't remember what it is, honestly. But what they do is they roll over onto their backs, and they float. Now, this is not an excuse to go tossing your kid into the water and walk away. Okay, don't do that. But she was in a pool, and standing by the side of an in-ground pool, and she just tossed this toddler in, and you see him go down, and he sinks down probably a good 3 or 4 feet, and then he just floats back up to the top, and sure enough, he's on his back and breathing just fine. And people are going out of their tiny minds because of this, saying it's child abuse. How could she do that to that poor baby?
So I have a question about who actually threw the baby in the water, because the story is confusing to me a little bit. The video was posted by a woman named Krista Meyer on her TikTok. The story tells me the video shows an 8-month-old baby being thrown into the pool by 18-year-old Jillian Armstrong, who is a swim teacher Finn's swim school in Colorado Springs. So was it the teacher that threw the baby in or the mom that threw the baby in?
It sounds like it. Yeah, it sounds like the mom was the one that was filming it and the teacher was the one who tossed him in. So she's a swimming instructor, which clearly means she knows what she's doing, And this probably isn't the first time that she's dealt with kids who are that young.
So the story says Oliver is the baby in the video. Oliver trained for months before he reached the ability to be thrown into the pool. The baby's 8 months old. So months was all he had to train at that point.
Yeah, right. He's not, he hasn't been at this for years. He doesn't have years.
So is it possible there's a typo in the story and the baby is older than 8 months old? Because later in this story, the baby is 8 months old. Okay. So mom said she first put her son in the training when he was turning one and says she wishes she would have started sooner. Oliver, she said, is doing exceptionally better as he learns at a younger age. Little Finn's, which is the name of this school, said, although it is shocking to start a baby at 6 months, that is the easiest age to train. And the teacher is saying, I need people to understand I'm trusting into something because, this is the mom, saying, I would never be able to live with myself knowing that drowning is preventable, and I wouldn't have done this if it wasn't a professional. Keep in mind, it was the teacher that did it, not the mom.
Yeah, and this is why, the first time that I ever saw something like this, like I said, it had to be 20 years ago. That's what they were saying, is that it's a life-saving technique, because while babies and all people really will float, the trick is to get them to learn that skill of, okay, when you feel that you're in the water, turn yourself over onto your back and just put your arms out and put your legs out and just float there. Because if they do fall into a pool, that's what they're going to do. They'll just stay there floating on their back, and they're able to breathe, and everything is fine. Obviously, if it's waves in the ocean, you know, but a kid wouldn't be in the ocean. That's the point, is that it's a life-saving technique to keep them from drowning. The kid's not going to be Mark Spitz, you know, at age 8 months, but he's at least going to be able to save himself if he falls into something.
5767798, or you can text in 913-576-7798. I would encourage you to take a look at the video also, because the video is a little jarring to see. I can see why people with no context who don't know what's going on here, if you just see the video and you don't know that it's a teacher and you don't know that it's a swim school and you don't know that mom was okay with it, I can see, and this is what happens with the internet, people don't read the context, they just see the video. The video is pretty jarring because you just see this teacher throw this baby into the pool and you don't realize what's going on. Curious to know how young you started your kids with swimming and at what point you taught your kids, and just what your reactions are to the video. I don't have kids, and I took swimming lessons when I was young. I'm going to trust this teacher because this teacher knows what she's doing, but I'll be perfectly honest, 8 months, if I had not read the story and didn't trust a swim teacher who knows what she's doing, if this had just been a mom who had done this or a parent who had done this, I would have said, my knowledge of child development would tell me 8 months is too young for a child to instinctively know what to do. You know, that's, which tells me that's an instinctive thing, not an intellectual thing. You don't think about that. Your body just figures it out pretty quickly. I would have thought 8 months was too young. But I'm going to believe the teacher in this story who knows what she's doing.
And keep in mind, they're not trying to teach them how to swim. They're not trying to teach them, you know, technique or anything like that. This is only if the worst happens, here's how you don't die. And, you know, presumably, again, you would have somebody within minutes who would notice, hey, where's the baby? And go out and check in the pool. So it makes a lot of sense right in context. I mean, you've got somebody right there in the 18-year-old or 22-year-old or whatever it was who threw the baby into the pool. She's trained in this. If anything went wrong, she would be there to immediately fix it, you know, immediately go get that kid, and she would know what to do. It makes sense to make sure that they at least have the skill to do it. But I'm curious, you saying you had your swimming instruction, you went to classes when you were young. Do you remember how young?
Early, 5 or 6, probably. Okay. I did them at the YMCA, and we did it in part because I had a family member that had a pool. And we were always there in the summer. And my mom thought, if we're going to be at this pool, I want her to know how to swim on her own. I was old enough that I remember doing it. And I remember it being scary and not being very good at it, quite frankly. You know, 5 or 6. And I was shy. And I was a little kid. And so, but it's a skill. It's a skill I'm glad I learned. And I generally think, you know, what I know about the way that kids learn is that the earlier you teach them things, the more it ingrains in their head. That's why we talk about teaching kids languages when they're young, because it's easier for kids to learn stuff. They don't get frustrated as fast. You know, their development is better for stuff like that. I did not realize, though, and again, I'm going to take this teacher's word for it, that a six-month-old, because that's what they're saying, is 6 months old, is when they would just... I would imagine a six-month-old would flail. You know, you throw them in the water, and they don't, you know... They don't know what to do.
They would freak out because what is this?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that an 8-month-old, that you can teach an 8-month-old not to freak out and to be calm enough to just float instead of, frankly, like some adults would do. You know, a lot of adults would freak out before they just stay calm.
Yeah. And we have people who are disputing this on the text line. I won't read the first word, but we got a text in that says, I'm a swim teacher, Red Cross certified. This is unacceptable. And right below
that.
Can
you call 0995? Call 576-7798.
I would love to hear that. And right below that, somebody who said newborns can swim / float. That's where water births come from. They're used to moving in liquid inside their mother, which is why I guess you would want to start that early, you know, within a couple of, 6 months old or whatever, just to try to get that, you know, that natural ability that they have to float. And if you watch the video, you'll see that this child actually is doing something to flip himself over. It didn't just happen naturally. As he floats back up to the top, he moves around in a way that puts him on his back and then just floats, and he's cool.
Right. Yes, you are texting in opinions. We would love to have this conversation on the air. 5767798, particularly if you have a background in, you know, in swimming, if you're a lifeguard, if you have been taught, you know, if you have a lot of expertise, or if you have put your kids into swimming lessons very young, we would love to talk more about that. And we'll get to your calls coming up on the other side. Right now, 10:15 on KMBZ. Talking about the story out of Colorado Springs, a video that was posted onto TikTok by a woman named Krista Meyer. She took the video of an 18-year-old swimming teacher named Jillian Armstrong who threw this woman's 8-month-old baby into a pool with the idea of teaching this child sink or swim is kind of the approach to it. I wish we had a better moniker for it, but that was the idea, was to throw the baby into the pool as a way for that baby to figure out that survival skill of flipping onto their back and being able to float. Of course, when you put something like that on the internet, people don't read the story. They don't know the context. They don't know that it was a swim teacher who works for a swimming school that threw this baby into the water. Mom, of course, now is getting a lot of grief for this.
Of course. And they also don't understand the context that it had been 2 months worth of training before that video was shot. So it wasn't like this was the first time and it's like, hey, let's throw the baby in the pool and see what happens. That's not what happened here. We'll go to the phones on this, and Tim in Bonner Springs wants to join in the conversation. Hey, Tim, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. What's on your mind?
So my wife was a Red Cross lifeguard instructor. I mean, she trained other lifeguards. She wasn't just a lifeguard or a swim instructor herself.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And we have three children, and all three children we had in the pool at 6 months of age. And you don't obviously just throw them in the water. You take them in the water with you. You're holding them close, get them very acclimated to the water, hold the child in front of them. And if you blow in their face, I'm not talking like a windstorm, just lightly blow in their face.
Sure.
They will hold their breath, and you can put the child underneath the water, literally dunk the child under the water. They'll hold their breath. They'll be looking at you with their eyes wide open, pull them right back up. You can get them very easily acclimated to being in the water and under the water. So their fear of it completely goes away, and you can teach them to do exactly what the lady said. I haven't seen the video, but you can teach them to roll on their back and float. We did it with all three of our kids.
I remember, as you were talking, I remember this, that when I first started to hear this story, the first time that I ran across this many years back, they called it drown-proofing. They didn't call it swimming training. They said, you know, we're just drown-proofing these kids. Is that term still used?
I don't know that she called it that, but my ex-wife, my first wife, but she wrote a little booklet on this for the Red Cross years ago. This is in the 80s. I'm doing this exact thing. Yep.
All right. Very good.
Thanks a lot for the call, Tim. I assume what happens is because when the mom says her child went through 2 months of training, you can imagine that first, you know, that you don't just throw them in first and let them figure it out.
Yeah, right.
That you teach them how to float first. You know, that you stay there with them and you hold, you know, you keep a hand under their back so that they sort of like teaching them to ride a bike where you're running behind them with your hand on the seat. And then at some point you let go. I would imagine it's kind of the same idea.
Yeah, because as he was talking about, I mean, you have to first teach them not to be afraid of the surroundings that they're in right now, because floating would feel weird. And, you know, you get them up to that point, and then you say, okay, when you're on your back like this, stick your arms out to the sides so that there's more surface area you're covering. And you don't, obviously, you don't tell them, they're not going to understand that, but you just get them used to that. So it goes in steps. That's what the 2 months worth of training is all about.
We'll go back to the phones, go to Kansas City next, and talk to Janet. Hey, Janet.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Hi. I'm going to be 50 this year, and the story is that when I was 18 months old, my mom took me to the YMCA to teach me how to swim because they would vacation near pools and lakes and things, and my mom couldn't swim. So the whole thing was she'd have to train and she'd have to save herself if she got into trouble because my mom couldn't do it.
Wow. So,
but it was the same thing. She said, the instructor picked me up, tossed me in, and I popped to the top at 18 months old. And had practice, you know, like swimming with my parents and things like that, I guess, you know, younger. But that's how they trained me at the YMCA.
Wow, that's very cool. And now you and I are almost exactly the same age, so I'm curious about, I have memories of very, very, very early childhood, but, you know, just like little snapshots and things like that. Do you remember any of that?
No, not at that age, but as my sister and I were getting older, we had a summer house at a lake, and my dad would go back to the city during the week, and my mom would have us on the weekends. And at the beach, and during the winter, my dad would take us swimming at a local park indoors, and he would take his watch off. Like, he would put us a little deeper, a little over our head, and he would take his watch off, and he would drop it, and he would say, "Now hold your breath and go and get it." And he said, you know, it was purely because you got to hold your breath until somebody notices that you're drowning. So, and by the time we were about 7 or 8, we could do in 10 feet of water, 12 feet of water, mm-hmm. without jumping off of anything, without kicking off of anything. He'd have us treading water and drop his watch and say, "Okay, go get it."
Nice. So did your mom ever learn how to swim?
No. She's like, "Enjoy." Hopefully the lifeguards are paying attention, you know.
Yep, you got it. All well, right. Janet, yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
thanks, Janet, for the call. Again, if you want to get in, 576-7798 or text in 913-576-7798. Let's get one more call on here before we go to news at the bottom of the hour. Lee Summit's where we go next and talk to Judy. Hey, Judy.
Hey. My daughter is 45 years old. I won't embarrass her by giving her name. And that's exactly how I taught her to swim. I had two toddlers that could get in and out of the water. And with watching three kids at the pool, this one had to figure out how to save herself if I was hanging on to the four-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And I put her in. They hold their breath. They're not afraid of the water at that age. Fear of the water is something that we as adults teach them. I mean, they lived in water for 9 months.
Yeah.
And when I gave them a bath, I put the whole shooting match in the tub. She was used to being in the water. I'd hold her head up, and she could float. Her brother and sister would splash her face. Didn't bother her in the least.
How old was she? Do you remember how old she was the first time you put her in the water?
Yeah, she was 8 months also.
8 months, so yeah, right around the same time.
Yeah. We teach our kids to be afraid of bugs and snakes and heights and water and all this crap. It's ridiculous. A child learns fear. A child learns hate. Teach them not to fear. You teach them how to do things. You don't teach them not to.
Yeah.
And
all right.
I'm 73. I know I'm preaching to the choir. I have my 10-year-old granddaughter right beside me.
Hi.
In the car.
Hi. Boy, she's a real shy one, huh?
Awesome.
You know, and she's she has to hold her nose to go in the water. She's afraid of the water, and that's because she's not been exposed to it. And Grandma's giving her a real rough time by taking her to the pool every day, right?
No, you make. Well, I want to go to the pool. I want to play. Like me.
thank you so much for this story, because it really can educate people that don't teach your children to fear. Teach them how to do something. Don't teach them to be afraid of crossing the street. Teach them how to cross the street. It's just really kind of a soapbox of mine.
I'm with you. Well put.
Okay.
Judy, yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for getting in. And best of luck with your granddaughter. She sounds like some kid.
She is a pretty awesome kid. Yep.
All right. Take care.
Thanks, Judy. Thanks a lot for being on with us. Yeah, the earlier you teach them, it's much easier for them to learn younger than it is to do it as an adult.
The only thing I would have a little bit of an argument with as far as Judy is concerned is that fear of heights thing, because with my oldest, I used to put him up on my shoulders when he was a baby. I mean, you know, just hold on to his hands and all of that. With the second born, I used to have a full head of hair. Okay. I put him up on my shoulders. The first thing he did was start yanking handfuls of hair out of my head until I got him down. He hated it from day one. And I don't know where he got that one from, but yeah, I think it's still there a little bit.
Yeah, push them a little bit, but don't don't go too far with it, you know?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.